Late word from President Obama today, authorizing the deployment of up to 1,500 more U.S. troops. Let's get right to ABC's Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz tonight. Martha?
David, this is a significant move which puts the U.S. troops at greater risk, despite the administration's insistence they will not be involved in a combat role. That's because up until now, our troops have been in the relatively safe areas of Baghdad and Erbil, where ISIS does not have a significant presence. The new troops will be in much more volatile areas where we have spent so much time during the war, in the south, north, and Anbar province in the west, where ISIS does have a very strong presence, David.
But Martha, as you know, a lot of Americans are going to hear these new numbers and ask, is this mission creep? Are we watching this grow right before our eyes here?
Well, the White House insists it's not mission creep. But look at this, David. It was June that the president first announced 300 troops would be going only to protect embassy personnel in Baghdad. That grew to 1,600 troops to advise and train. Then in August, we launched airstrikes in Iraq. In September, we expanded those to Syria. Now these 1,500 additional trainers. And the White House today said there are no ceilings, no limits on how many more troops might go, David.